When we got asked to talk about the goodness of God, I could go in many different avenues. I could have gone in many different ways, but I think the Lord led me back to my favorite song, which is Honey in the Rock by Brooke and Brandon Lake. This has been an anthem for me for many years. It started in my senior year of high school. I heard this song, and something about the lyrics just touched my heart. And then it carried on into college. I would play it every morning, and I would sing it all the time in practice. It eventually became our hype song my freshman year before we went out on the mats. And sure, it's all fun and games. Sure, it's all funny. But I think the lyrics really carried us through that God would provide for us in a difficult time of only having four girls to cheer with. And fun fact, I even have a tattoo of a honeypot. That just shows you that is my favorite song. So this stems from Psalm 81, verse 16, which states, "But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from a rock, I would satisfy you." A little background on Psalm 81 is that it was written with the Feast of Tabernacles in mind. It begins with a call to worship, a call for the people to gather and praise God. But what becomes clear as the psalm continues is that God is calling his people back to him. It shows that Yahweh, the Lord, brought them out of the land of Egypt, ending with God's promises to the nation and promises victory over our enemies. Now, I know that honey represents God's sweetness, but I had to do a little more digging and a little more research because I know the Lord had more for that. When I did some research and compared it to scripture, I found out that the imagery of honey in the Bible represents God's goodness, his sweetness, obviously, his provision, his blessings, his healing, and his abundance. In the wilderness, where Israel found their faith tested, the provision of honey from the rock symbolizes God turning what seems impossible into a source of blessing. God often provides in the places we least expect goodness to flow from. I find this true in my life. I find this true in my peers, in the community of York, and even my professors. Now I want to go into some of the actual lyrics of the song and why I just love it so much. One of the main choruses goes, "Freedom where the spirit is, bounty in it, you will always satisfy." And then a little further down it goes, "I have all that I need, and you are all that I need." Now the word bounty really stuck out to me, and I had to do some research also because I didn't know everything. And bounty represents God's goodness and his abundant blessings that he promised to his people. It also represents God's provision in adversity. In the wilderness is where God will provide us bounty. I next wanted to talk about the word satisfy in the lyrics. It also goes into, I have all that I need, you are all that I need. But then it goes and says, I keep looking, I keep finding, you keep giving, and you keep providing. Now, I know we've all heard this saying, only God can satisfy us. And it's super simple, super cliche, but I think it has power. And I think it's true for everybody. And that only God can satisfy you. He even says it in the actual verse, "But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from a rock, I would satisfy you." The world will never truly satisfy you and cannot provide the richness and goodness that only honey can. It's only through him we can truly experience this. I find it true for my life. I used to look at the opinions of others and used to compare myself to others and value their opinion over God's truth and promises he has spoken over me. And I know that others' words will not satisfy, but God's words do satisfy me. It may be the most unlikely circumstances, the unmost likely situation, or the unlikely calling upon your life, but it is in that exact place God will satisfy you with the sweetness of his honey. You don't have to look far and wide. You don't have to look in the wrong places or in the world in which we live in, because he will satisfy, because he is God over our lives. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. We need to trust and be obedient to that. It is so important to be obedient and listen, and to be obedient to the sweetness he provides. God promises blessings and brings his faithfulness to meet our needs in more and miraculous ways. It's often in the mundane things, the everyday tasks, but I believe if we ask for it, that he can provide sweetness in miraculous ways. Now, when I was reading Psalm 81, obviously verse 16 has the reference of honey the rock, but I wanted to read the whole psalm, and these are just some of the key things that I picked out that I saw God move in and work in. In the wilderness, God provided. In the wilderness, God gave abundance. In the wilderness, God satisfied. In the wilderness, God was faithful. In the wilderness, God was good. In the wilderness, God sustained. In the wilderness, God brought hope. In the wilderness, God was generous. And lastly, and my favorite, in the wilderness, God provided sweetness. So I encourage you to open your eyes to the goodness and sweetness of God, and don't miss it. We can get caught up in the everyday things, but I believe God is working through each and every one of you. And I believe if he can do it for the Israelites back then, surely he can do it for you now, because he is the same God. Thank you.